It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Folks, it is your old buddy Luke Clayton, and it's once again time for us to have about 15 minutes and talk about the outdoors here on KETR. I thought this week we'd cover several topics, one of which is striper fishing up at Lake Texoma. Now, many of you probably have fished with guide Larry Sparks, Sparky's Guide Service, and his guides, team of guides up there. We've got Larry on the dock. We've got pretty good reception with Larry this morning. And let's find out what the stripers are doing. Larry, are you with us there, buddy?
Yes, I am, Luke. It's been a good morning. We landed one while ago. He was 37 inches long, weighed about 20. We hadn't weighed him, but he'll be close to 23-pound fish. And released him, so he'll go back for another day. Look, the fishing's been, the big fish has been pretty good. The numbers have not been really that good. The box fish are just not showing up. But, man, you sure can catch a big fish.
Now, well, a lot of people that striper fish, including me, Larry, we all like to catch the big ones, too. And I've noticed this time of each summer, a lot of times the big fish bite his own, but that numbers game where you just steady action on the little, the small ones. But that's okay with most people. I know it's fine with me. Is it still live bait to ticket up there?
Yes, it is, Luke. And salt, anybody want to come, they can pick up those salties, which is kind of a black goldfish, and they can catch fish. Visiting with little David, he is the one that was out and caught that, his group caught that fish a while ago, and he said he was catching them on salties and live shad, which live shad's, it's a headache.
Yeah.
It's starting to show up a little bit, but not, they're a little small, but you really got to go through a lot of them to get what you really want to use, but it's getting there. He said the small ones, he said, you might catch 500 a shot, but they're just too small. So that's a good thing.
They're going to
grow up.
Larry, many of our listeners probably are aware of this, but what happens on Lake Texoma and all the lakes, the shad hatch, they actually have a couple, or I'm told sometimes three hatches a year, but the shad hatch up in the shallows, those little baby shad get big enough to get in big old balls, big schools, and they disperse out over the lake, and that's when that's what's going on right now. So they're not these big wads of shad. They're not the big fish. They're juveniles, aren't they?
Yes, that's right, Luke. And you get your kill. We talk about a shad kill, and that's in the thread fin, which thread fin shad is what we always use in the spring. Then we kind of go to gizzards more, in the late summer months. But that's what happened. We lost all our thread fins because that really threw us in a panic for shad this spring, and it's been a tough go, but that's going to kind of loosen up on us a little bit, and thank goodness.
You bet. Well, Larry, give us some tips on maybe some areas, because I know you said the black salties, the big live shad that are hard to catch right now. Folks can buy the black salties if they're coming up to Texoma. They're working. Are you working, real deep water or river channels or, that kind of information?
Yeah, they are, Luke. And it's that summertime where they go down, them fish are starting down to the dam and they work their way back north.
Yeah.
They run that wall along the water intake.
Right.
And that's all that is, anywhere from 50 to, 70 foot water. And they'll just be suspended. And a lot of times you'll see them come on top. Chase them. So we are getting that, and that hasn't been the thing for the last year or two. I'm glad to see that come back.
I can remember years back starting down around Eisenhower Park there with you and other folks, and following those schools all the way. You're not following the same school. I know it's probably hundreds of schools of stripers that run that same route, and it's usually an early morning deal, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I mean, you said it just like it is. I mean, it's something that's been going on a long time in the lake. It's just, you know, it's a little better this year than it's been.
You
but again, you know, your numbers are not as good, but a lot more really big and some monster fish. I mean,
Yeah, now's a good time. Folks, our guest is guide Larry Sparks with Sparky's Guide Service up at Lake Texoma. The website where you can learn more about it and see the pictures is sparkysguideservice.com, S-P-A-R-K-Y-S, sparkysguideservice.com. Larry, what's the number for people that might want some information or just, you know, learn more about the fishing up at Texoma?
Look, they can call me and ask me anything they want to, you know, we'll try to answer any of their questions. It's 580-916-2293.
Well, Larry, thanks so much for being with us, buddy, and we'll get you back. You do a good job keeping everybody up here in Northeast Texas tuned in on the striper fishing, and we appreciate that. We'll get you back soon.
You bet, Leslie. Thank you.
Well, folks, I tell you what let's do. Let's shift gears down to Lake Fork. Guide Larry Large has been with us many, many times. Let's just visit with Larry a little bit and see how the fishing's going. I hear it's been pretty tough, the bass fishing. Larry, are you with us today, buddy?
I sure am, and I always enjoy being here.
We always enjoy having you. You shed a lot of knowledge to a lot of folks up here on KETR all over Northeast Texas, Larry. You really do. You said bass fishing's been pretty tough at Fork here lately, right?
It's real tough, Luke. There's some fish being caught from daylight until about 9 o'clock. All of them are shallow, real shallow, like 2 foot of water on top water baits. After 9 o'clock, it is just almost non-existent. There's plenty of deep fish out there, but I'll be darned if I can make them bite, and I haven't talked to anybody else that can either. So it's really 3 hours in the morning and the last hour and a half at in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Now, there is some night fishing going on. People are catching 8 to 10 fish from about 9 o'clock to 1 o'clock. No giants.
Mm-hmm. That's a good up. Well, it's not a positive fishing update, but it's a truthful deal what's going on right now. You know, I have heard the catfish is really good. I know you concentrate on bass, and you're like me. You'll catch some catfish to eat, but I've heard the catfishing is real good up there at Fork right now in the bigger fish in water 30, 32 foot deep, you know?
Wow.
Anyway, Larry, you know, let's shift gears a little bit and talk about something that's coming up in not just a couple of months, dove season. Now, I'm going to be with you. I'm sure our listeners know that you and I hunt and fish together a lot, but Ranger Creek Ranch up in Knox County, which is only an hour and a half west of Fort Worth, you know, that is dove country up there. And you've got some hunts set up there. Kind of tell us what's going on up at Ranger Creek on the upcoming dove hunts, Larry.
Boy, the landowner up there has planted many, many acres in Milo, and they got an inch and a half of rain on top of it 2 days after they planted it. It's come up. It's growing good. There is a tremendous population of doves there right now and only going to get better by September. We do a two-day dove hunt. You know, you'll hunt in the morning, some in the afternoon, the next morning, that afternoon you'll leave, and I'll tell you, there's a minimum of 4 hunters, but it's about as good a dove hunt as I've seen.
I've had some great hunts up there, Larry, on Ranger Creek, and anybody that's going to, 2 months out, you know, say, well, it's going to be red hot, we can't say that. I mean, you can't, even knowing the conditions and knowing the track record up there, because doves are so flighty, pardon the pun, but they are. They come and they go. But it is a track record up there at Ranger Creek is good, and that the feed that's planted, that's it ought to be really good. Yeah, that's a couple of day hunts, and you know, person drive up there, they want to relax and stay in the lodge. That's meals included, and I know if it's the same program as usual, Larry. All they have to do is just show up and excellent lodging and meals and the whole deal, right?
It's really great, Luke. It's an entire package. You show up, you'll have a lot of fun. You really will. And like you said, you know, meals and lodgings included, and the food is just fantastic.
Yep, I love Ranger Creek Ranch for deer hunting, and really folks that don't have a deer lease or are looking for a awesome place to hog hunt and whatever, they can contact you. I would like you to do this, Larry. Leave your website for people that need some more information on Lake Fork or want to plan a dove hunt. Now is most definitely the time, because I have a feeling that those, you know, probably not going to be open for a long, long time. They'll fill up pretty quick, I'm sure.
Yes, it will, Luke. You can get a hold of me on my website at huntingeasttexas.com, or you can call me at 970-819-3464, and you can call anytime, day or night.
You bet. Well, Larry, I'm sure a lot of folks will take advantage of it. I've got a question for you. I'm looking forward to our elk and bear hunt up there with you in just north of Steamboat Springs in northern Colorado in September, right around early September there, the first couple of weeks. Have you had any range conditions, any reports from up there on the range condition? You know, how
the grass is almost head high. Now, I'm not real tall, but I'm tall enough when the grass gets that tall. It's pretty darn tall grass.
Yeah.
But they've had a tremendous amount of rain up in that country. They even had 12 inches of snow in April.
I know that. So those old elk wallows, those backwoods ponds that we hunt that the elk frequent, if there's water in them come September, that ought to be some prime area, shouldn't it?
Oh, yeah. They're going to be coming to that water midday. But there's going to be plenty of water this year. Lots of food. It's just, I'm so looking forward to it.
Going to be a lot of fun. And, you know, up in the Rockies, something that I've learned up there is berries. Now, down here in Texas, you know, we have the dewberries and the blackberries that are native. Up there, there is a world of berries, and I guess that's one reason that ranch has so many bear on it. But year before last, it was dry, and the berry crop didn't do very well, but the oaks did. And I think every bear in Colorado was up there year before last with us, because we...
I know darn good and well. There may have been two somewhere, but they were coming to Colorado. They got after them acorns in that scrub oak, because it's all they had to eat.
Yeah, yeah.
And I have, you know, I can shoot out some numbers and say in a 15-day period we had over 200 sightings of bear. That sounds unbelievable. But, folks, that's the honest to God's truth. There was a bear behind every single tree, some of them trying to get in stands with our hunters, some of them tearing our buggies up, eating the styrofoam out of the seats. It was crazy.
It was unbelievable. We'll do a show sometime, Larry, and just recap that. I think I saw personally probably 25 different bears myself. Now, last year, the berry crop was good, and the bears had dispersed. We saw plenty of bear, but nothing like that first year. Larry, how about this? Leave that website so folks can check out the pictures and learn more about what's going on, and then a number where they could call you.
Okay, look, it's huntingeasttexas.com or 970-819-3464.
Well, Larry, we really appreciate you getting with us, buddy, and here in a couple of weeks we'll get you to give us another update and keep everybody tuned in. How about it?
Yeah, it sounds good to me.
Well, folks, that wraps up today's show. I really appreciate you tuning in each week. Today's show was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Snap Lock Hunting Blinds, Smoking Tech's Electric Smokers, Air Force Air Guns, Night Sight, Margaret Holmes Seasoned Canned Goods, Shock Strap, and Sniper Hog Lights. Folks, tune in this time next week. We're going to have some more fun talking, hunting, and fishing.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.